State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
The Ramsey Show.
We have an 18-year-old who will be joining the Army.
Here's what people do when they go to boot camp. When you leave the base, they're stupid down both sides of the road for about 2 miles. You're going to see people do things that you never dreamed that people would ever do. Right there in front of you. And we want to insulate you against stupid and even a little bit of what we did.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7-day-a-week news media. This is WILO and WILO-FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hittle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
The Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the cornerstones of American democracy. Why not check out our new tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com? American Treasures. The tab at American Treasures takes you back in time to when our country was being shaped by our founding forefathers. It features video links to Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, a presentation of Abraham Lincoln's letter to Mrs. Bixby, and much more. Think of WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com when you stop by for a few minutes to relax and truly appreciate American Treasures.
WILO Skywatch Weather. Partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today, the high 82. Showers and thunderstorms again tonight, the low 64. More scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, the high 77. And partly sunny on Monday. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7. At ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
We're back on Inside the Huddle. I have on the phone line with me Coach Bessner from the Carroll Cougars, who were successful last night. They won over, let me find my notes here, Tri-County 51-0. Good morning, Coach. How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Thanks for calling in. Sorry about the confusion on the phone number, but we got you on here and we'll get going. Hey, good to talk to up in Carroll County with you guys and the Carroll Cougar football program. You guys had a really great season last year, winning the sectional championship over Clinton Prairie, and after a long drought of not winning sectionals there, and get your program going. And I think you started on the right foot last night with a good big win over Tri-County.
Yeah, things just went pretty well in the first half. We wanted to get in there. Make sure we could handle the front line stuff, you know, win the first 6 inches. And we did a nice job of just getting into people and getting the ball moved pretty quickly.
Can you highlight a few of your guys last night on offense that got the Cougars moving and scoring 51 points?
Yeah, I thought our offensive line was really, really good. I thought they were good on, you know, watching them, then on film, I thought they were really good. So, the first five guys we got up there are going to be a problem all season for people. They're just really strong, really athletic, and get after people. Got a mean streak in them, so I'd say that's where it all started. And then we had five or six running backs that, you know, did a lot of really nice things. But Grady Lytle, Cohen Ayers, and Keegan Ellis all ran the ball very well. Luke Tanner, our sophomore quarterback, did a really nice job, completed some passes, just controlled the game very, very well for a sophomore in his first game.
Well, I think, you know, you're like, you know, some of the programs in the area, you didn't really have to rebuild, you just had to reload. You had some questions on who's going to step in there, but you had some athletes that just couldn't get on the field last year because there was somebody just a little bit better ahead of them. And don't you feel like that's the case, that you're just getting some kids out there that ready to compete?
Yeah, and I think that was what was so good about last night, you know, because we got some guys, and we have a really good sophomore class. You just look around, and we're not sure where they can play right now, just because, you know, we have 18 juniors and 11, 12 seniors, and, you know, those guys are fighting for some spots. So it's really good to get some film on those guys and just see how they reacted in a varsity game. But, yeah, you're right. We have a lot of guys just stepping in roles, you know, they were probably ready for last year, but just didn't have the opportunity. So now they have the opportunity. It's exciting to see what they can do with those opportunities.
On the defensive side of the football, when you hold a team scoreless, that means you're doing something right. And I think, you know, with that kind of senior and junior leadership, you probably got some pretty good players on that side of the ball as well.
Yeah, and the good thing is we only go about four, maybe five both-way guys. So we got a lot of guys that, you know, that play on Friday night. So that's a good thing. Defensively, I thought we were soft last night. So I was a little bit – I mean, how physical we were on offense, I thought we were just a little bit soft on defense. So hopefully cleaning some of that up and bringing a little bit more physicality on that side of the ball in the upcoming weeks. But, yeah, I thought the guys ran the ball okay just at the point of attack and some reads. They and again, game one, they're going to have some of those. But we just got to clean some stuff up on defense.
Do you feel like, you know, you were pretty well where you wanted to be after week one last night? You accomplished, you know, that first game. That's a hard thing to do, especially when you got a lot of new players that, you know, stepping into role. But did you feel like you're exactly where you want, or you got some things you want to build upon?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we were very happy at halftime. You know, we did what we wanted to do. We wanted to get in there, do what we wanted to do, and, you know, let some JV guys play in the second half. So yeah, I was very pleased that we didn't mess around. We got, you know, I think it was, I don't know, 30-0 into the first quarter, something like that. So the guys came ready to play. They didn't wait. So yeah, we were very happy after the first game to get everybody on, you know, on again, like on film, and just seeing what our guys we thought could play went out and played.
Well, next week you got a big Hoosier Heartland matchup, county rival Delphi, and it's going to be at Delphi, and I think you guys build at the Bacon Bowl, or if I remember right, up there, and it's just a classic for Carroll County.
Yeah, we're excited. The kids are excited. It's so funny because last year was my first Bacon Bowl, and the excitement around the community and just the expectation to compete and win, and it really pushes the program. These are great games to have because it refocuses everybody very fast, and it's a game that, you know, the kids, you know, take to heart, and they don't want to give up. We have a huge skillet we play for, and those kids like to keep that. So they're very excited about it. After the game, they already started to talk about, you know, Delphi week. So,
well, county rivals, this week. County rivals are always a big deal. And, you know, do you know much about Delphi? And, you know, they played a very close ball game last night with Benton Central 2014, I believe it went into overtime.
Yep. Yeah, and I get along with their head coach really well. Jacob's a great guy. You know, we've worked together now for 2 years, and, you know, just really excited to play them, and really excited to just keep working towards the things we need to work towards. But yeah, I mean, it's funny because the kids, they have quite a bit of rivalry, but, you know, Jake's a great guy, and, you know, he's we talk all summer long, so it's, you know, it's this week we're enemies. Every other week we're pretty good friends, so it's kind of weird in that instance.
Well, I think you're in an era of Carroll sports throughout the whole building where, you know, it's not if we're going to win on Friday night as we expect to win, you know, in all the different sports. And I think that kind of bleeds over and maybe even helps you on the football field. Don't you believe that, Coach?
Oh, there's no doubt. You can't teach winning. I mean, it's just like, you know, we've talked about, you can do a lot of things. You can do a lot of things right. But if your kids don't believe they're going to win the game when they walk on the field, it's an uphill battle. And, yeah, these kids with all the sports, they've just learned that winning is expected, and they're capable of doing what they want to do if they just continue to work and continue to put the time in and continue to get better each week.
The Carroll Cougars are part of the Hoosier Heartland Conference, and Coach, can you highlight some of the other teams that you're looking forward to playing and maybe see how that some other teams will be right up there with you at the top of the conference?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's funny because, you know, last year I thought we played really well and we lost three conference games. You know, all of them were really, really great games except for Eastern. Eastern put it to us a little bit last year. We jumped up 13-0 on them early, and just like what you were talking about a little bit of expecting to win, prior to last year's game, we had lost Eastern last 3 years 139-0.
Yeah.
And
you're not the only one.
We jumped up 13-0 against them, and you just saw the kids, you know, hey, we're not supposed to be in this situation.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to be beating them. And you just saw it by halftime. You know, they scored, I think it was 13-7 at halftime, and you're just waiting for them to say, hey, you know, we need to be back in the other position. We're not used to beating this team. So we're hoping to get over that hump with some of those teams that we have not been successful with, this, you know, in the previous years.
Well, I think you looking even to the sectional this year, the state of Indiana likes to, I say change it up a little bit. And, of course, you guys are going a different direction, some of the teams down here. So I think you have a lot to play for and look forward to, you know, a successful playoff run.
Yeah, we're very excited, but it's what I tell everybody. Raymond Jones came to me when we played him and said, you know, we never thought we'd have to worry about Carroll this year. We were worried about Traders Point Christian, some other schools in our sectional. So you never know who's going to improve and who's going to change in a year. So that's what we tell the kids. Don't look at last year's record. I mean, if people did that against with you guys 2 years ago, they, you know, you guys didn't even have a shot to win the sectional. So we just need to understand there could be anybody that gets a lot better in a year. So we're excited just to get there and take it game by game and see where it takes us.
Going into next week and after last night, are you guys healthy? Did you come out of it okay? And, you know, you're looking, are you banged up or bruised or just everything ready to go?
Well, Cooper Welk, he's going to be a really, really good player for us. He's a middle linebacker type kid and a fullback. And he tweaked his hamstring in practice about a week and a half ago. And he'd been doing really well. Everything had been going really well. And we were like, okay, we're going to get in just for a few plays. And he breaks one about 30 yards down the field, and he tweaks it again.
Wow.
So it was really broke your heart because, you know, he's put his body's in crazy position. You know, he's changed it so much. He's ready to play. So we're going to nurse that for the next couple weeks probably. But I'm really excited just to get him on the field because he's going to bring a new element to our team. And but, yeah, he's the one that we are so excited. Just get him a couple snaps, see how he looked. And he breaks one, and then, you could see he pulls up, and you're just heart sinks. Because, you know, okay, with a hamstring, that's going to be another 2 weeks of nursing it. So hopefully that's not an ongoing problem for him.
Well, Coach, thanks for being on this morning. Next few weeks, we'll try to highlight some of your junior high and elementary programs. So if you can put some of those things together and let us, you know, sure, talk about Carroll County or Carroll Cougar football and, you know, where the program's going. But appreciate you being on, and good luck next week against Delphi.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
We'll be back on Inside the Huddle right after these messages from our sponsor.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
When you need to know.
Trying to get those at least opened up anyway. You know, it may not be in the best of shape, but they are opened up so people can drive. And then we came in and started hitting the mains again this morning. So
on the air first when seconds count.
County Highway, the Sheriff's Department, Central Dispatch, EMS. They kind of gather all their input, what they're seeing, and pass that along to Daryl Sanders, our EMA director, and then he and I consult as well as the other commissioners and come to a decision when it's time to go.
The news team you've come to depend on.
And that's what's important for us. That gives everybody the opportunity to do their job, you know, to get the streets cleaned off, if emergency personnel needs to get through.
Your official weather station.
Where that ultimately sets up, that's going to really depend on how much snow will fall, at least tomorrow.
Now with even more coverage at 96.9 and 102.7 FM WILO.
The Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the cornerstones of American democracy. Why not check out our new tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com? American Treasures. The tab at American Treasures takes you back in time to when our country was being shaped by our founding forefathers. It features video links to Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, a presentation of Abraham Lincoln's letter to Mrs. Bixby, and much more. Think of WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com when you stop by for a few minutes to relax and truly appreciate American Treasures.
We're back on Inside the Huddle. I'm speaking with Coach Kurt Slicker, the new coach for the Clinton Prairie Gophers. Good morning, Coach. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Jamie. We're doing good today.
Good first win last night for the Gophers, 46-6 over Westdale. Outstanding start. This game started, it was kind of overcast when you guys were warming up, and then as soon as that kickoff came out, the sun came out, and it got real hot, and I think you guys just kind of felt your way through it, but as the game kept going, you just kept building and building and building, and I mean, it was just a really good start for Clinton Prairie.
Well, I agree. It you know, one thing, and I give our kids a lot of credit, and it's no one's fault, you know. We appreciate being able to pick Westdale up. I know they are looking for a game a couple of years ago, and it's a long drive. You know, we didn't get off the bus last night till almost 6:10, and, you know, we left as soon as we could. So I think it did take our boys a little bit of time to kind of get going. It was we changed our pregame around a little bit, but I was very pleased really with the overall effort last night. You know, it always feels good to wake up on a Saturday morning with a win. You should never take these for granted. You know, we knew we were going to get a good look from Westdale last night. They have a new coach. They had a good crowd. They were fired up, and, you know, they're searching for their first win too. So for us to be able to go on the road like that under those circumstances, and as you said, there was a little bit of heat when the game started, and I thought that was good for us, get us into game shape, so to speak.
Well, they had a lot of answers, you know, for Westdale last night, and I think you had a lot of questions you need to figure out for the Gophers, and one of those questions was who's going to play quarterback for you, and I think Connor Cobb in his first high school football game last night at behind center, you know, did an outstanding job and just really played well in his first contest at quarterback.
Yeah, Connor has it's kind of been a strange summer, and I want to shout out Stephen Dunford. He was our quarterback most of the summer. And then Steven got sick, and we had used Connor a little bit, and Connor did an excellent job last week at our scrimmage, and we just kind of talked as a staff, decided to stick with Connor. And really, in Connor, in defensive Connor, too, he's only played quarterback about 10 days in practice. So, you know, he's kind of developing. We see some skills there. And yet, watching Steven Dunford play last night as a wing and as a running back, I thought Dunford's game last night was outstanding. And truly, Steven has handled that very well. And really, we're fortunate because we have two kids, I think, that are quality quarterbacks. And certainly, Connor has done a really nice job the last two Friday nights. And for his first varsity game last night, I thought he played very well.
Yeah, I think he did, too. You know, he had a few errant throws early, but when you stand back there in a varsity level contest and you got all these guys coming at you, you got to feel it out a little bit. But I think as the game went on, he got better. He even made one nice play where he scrambled out and found the open receiver and made a really nice, you know, touchdown.
Well, he certainly has some athletic ability. That obviously was a really nice play by him. You know, he kept his head up. One thing we like about really both quarterbacks is the ability to move around in the pocket a little bit. And he did that a couple times last night. He's also a strong runner up inside. And overall, you know, I was just pleased that we were able to, you know, we threw the ball a little bit last night. We ran the ball a little bit both ways. We ran it inside. We ran it outside. Completed a couple of deeper balls. I think that, you know, like you said, a little more consistency early. We had a couple open receivers. We just weren't able to play catch. But that's first game stuff. And overall, you know, you can scrimmage, but there's still nothing like a game. And I think right. A big part of like last night's game were the special teams. All of a sudden, you start adding in the kickoff teams and the kickoff returns and the punts and the punt, you know, obviously, you know, the two-point plays. And I thought our kids handled those situations pretty well last night.
Well, we talk about the success you had on offense last night, but it really doesn't start unless you have guys up front. and you've got a pretty good nucleus of guys that came back, you know, played varsity ball for a couple seasons, a couple of them, your center, Landon Hughes, and then you got some guys on the, you know, your left side of the line who played some varsity last year. And then on your right side, I think you have a new incoming freshman, and it was a nice compliment to your ball club.
Well, you know, we feel good about our offensive line. You know, Logan Kirshner and Avery Niemans-Redreed are seniors, and they played a little bit last year. I thought they were solid last night. Levi Osler is an outstanding tackle for us. As you said, Landon Hughes has done a nice job so far at center. You know, he had one errant snap last night, and, you know, we were able to cover that up. And, you know, it's a hot night. The balls, you know, you always get these new game balls out. And I thought Landon played very well last night. Keaton Williams is a young man who's got a lot of talent. We've got him playing football this year. And I really felt like we have a boy named Zach Rapp, who is kind of our Swiss Army knife. That boy can play center, guard, or tackle, and he's done well too. So we feel blessed to have some kids that can play up front. And I thought they did a nice job last night. You know, our offense right now is evolving. I think as the season goes on, you know, they always talk about having a system. And we're trying to evolve our offense to fit our personnel. And I think last night was a step in the right direction, both up front and in the backfield.
Part of that offense last night, you've got multiple kids that are carrying the football. And you've got kids that are on the outside that you're getting the football to. And you're doing lots of different things. And I thought week one, you know, some of the things you were doing was pretty impressive.
Well, you know, kids have worked hard this summer. We took them out and we scrimmaged four or five different times. You know, Caden Davis is a very talented player. He can run it or catch it. I thought Jacob Wilson last night showed his ability to run the ball. You know, one thing that happened to us last night was Seth Whitlock got injured in our second series. And that kind of threw a little wrench in what we were doing. Witt, I call him Witt, is just an outstanding running back, especially in between the tackles. And so when
he gets north and south pretty quick.
Boy, he does. And he's got a really fine knack of just finding those little – he runs hard too. Anyway, you know, he went out just as a precautionary thing. We're hopeful for the best for next Friday night. And so that kind of changed us up a little bit. I thought Coach Brian Craig, did a good job of mixing in some of our other players. We know we have some other talented kids in there as well. Like Dunford just did a nice job. He was playing some wings, some tailback last night. And then we were able to get a couple freshmen in the ball game last night. Kai Jacobs and Nicholas Kirtner, I thought, did really well. And then we have a couple senior wideouts and Derek McDonald and Tyler Altick, who also contributed.
Yeah, you have a ton of kids. I felt that way going into the season. It was going to be, you know, how you're going to, you know, get everybody on the field and do different things and with a whole new scheme. And I, you know, you brought him up, Coach Craig. I think he did a really good job last night calling the plays. You know, you're all new staff. Everybody's feeling each other out. You know, he's trying to get his game plan together, but I think as the game went along, he got more comfortable. He could see what the kids could do. You know, I'm a guy, I've been around the program for a long time, so I knew what some of those kids could do. But you guys being new to the program, you know, just not seen that in really a game situation like that. So it's sometimes for the coaching staff to, you know, gel and see what you can do. And I think that as the game went on last night, you guys just kept getting better.
I think that's a really good point. You know, I told the assistant coaches last night, it's the first time I either didn't call the offense or the defense. So I'm not sure how well I did as a head coach over there in helping. Tyler Allen does our defense. I thought Tyler did a nice job. You know, the one series they scored on, we had them in fourth down, I think three or four times, and just weren't able to get that stop. And give them credit for making a play. So, you know, overall, though, I thought our defense last night played well. There weren't many missed tackles out there. We created some turnovers. But you're right, just like the coaching staff as a group right now, we've got just so many great guys on there. Brian Craig is our offensive coordinator. Tyler Allen does our defense. Scott Haynes and Travis Harris do our line. And then Joey Mitchell is new to our program this year, too, our wrestling coach. And Matt Muncy, we brought him in from McCutcheon as well. So, you know, it is mixing. You know, we didn't even know who was going to go upstairs for sure. We've been talking all week. So I think, you know, as a staff, we're evolving a little bit, and, you know, as our team is evolving. And so hopefully, you know, we told our kids last night our number one goal was to be better than we were at Fountain Central. Obviously, you'd like to win, but we should see improvement. And I thought we did see some improvement last night from our first scrimmage at Fountain Central.
Yeah, I had to stand there watching the game last night, and the guy was standing next to me. He said, look out there. He said, Prairie's got a bunch of coaches, and they're all coaching. And he said the main guy, he's just kind of walking up and down, making sure everybody's doing their job. And I think it's just a little bit different aspect of what they've seen before, but it was just good to watch. And I think your kids were real receptive to it last night. They're coming off the field, and they're wanting to be coached, and they're wanting to learn, they're wanting to do things different. And I think you just, as you could just see as the game went on, you just kept building and building.
I do think that, you know, it is a process. And, you know, really the biggest screw-up of the entire night was committed by me.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Coach. I have to. It was just.
I don't know if I've ever seen that in a high school football game.
I really have no explanation. That's why I told the referee. I said, you know, I said in practice, if I see something like that, I had the whistle. I was trying to get our.
So anyway. Full disclosure here, yeah. Coach. You guys are getting ready to score a touchdown, and the clock's winding down, and you're wanting a timeout, and you still got your whistle around your neck from pregame.
I did.
So. You just blew the whistle.
I did. I blew it.
I just happened to be standing next to the athletic director, and he looked at me and goes, "Where'd that whistle come from?" I said, "Coach Slicker." He said, "You're kidding me." I'm like, "Nope." And the referees were trying to figure it out, too. I mean, it was one of the funniest things I've seen in high school football. And strangest.
I really, once I did, I thought, oh, my mercy. You know, you've ever had that moment in your life, like, what did you just do?
Yep.
And I walked out there to the referee, and I said, yeah, I blew it.
I was the
and
guy.
I really don't know why I did it. Well, I know why I did it, because I wanted a timeout. We weren't lined up right, because it was, I believe it was our 2-point play. And
okay,
I said, I know that's a penalty. And I said, is it only 5 yards? And he said, yes, it's only 5 yards. It's late.
I was guessing it was going to be 15. I thought it was like conduct.
That's what I thought, too. And so
I think week to week you'll get a different opinion on that.
Coach Haynes said, give me that darn whistle. And I want to take that thing from you. So, yeah, the biggest mix or mess up last night belongs to me. So, obviously, it was my first game, and I made a rookie mistake. And
but you owned that mistake right off.
Well, it was a pretty embarrassing moment. But the kids didn't say much about it. I think they don't know whether to make fun of me or not. But certainly, it's one of those moments that you're like, wow, I did it. And I know. Like I said, it was one of those things that in practice I would just do. And it's like, all right, let's get it right. But, yeah, I can't have that whistle around my neck anymore. So, in fairness to our – in credit to our kids, right, we came back, they put the ball to the 8, and boom, we ran it right in. So,
right.
There were just a lot of positives overall last night. I thought one thing that, and I kept saying in the second half is this is good for us to have to play this full game. Like, we need this conditioning. You know, you work your kids hard in practice and you try to run them hard. But I think anybody who's played sports, there's nothing like a game atmosphere, that game conditioning. You try to simulate it in practice.
Especially in August in Indiana.
It's
just different.
It is.
And next week the weather could even be hotter. That's what happened last year. Prairie didn't play week one. Westdale was out with COVID, and then they went in that game, and I don't think they were conditioned ready to play after a team played the first week. So, speaking of next week, let's talk a little bit about the Hot Dogs.
Well, Coach Byers has done a nice job there since he's taken over. You know, when he took the program over, it's a struggle. That Sagamore Conference, that's where I came from, is so solid in football. So, he's fighting an uphill battle there. But, I've watched just a little bit of him on film just late last night just to get a general idea. They certainly have some talented kids. They have some size. They have some experience.
And they have some numbers.
They do. And I think that's a credit to Coach Byers. Obviously, for us, it's a big game. It's a big game for both schools. Anytime you get a county game, hopefully the weather will be good and we can get an outstanding crowd there next Friday night. And, I haven't watched them enough to sit here and say I think we can attack them here or there. I can see they have some talented kids. And I know I watched last year's game. And it was a very competitive game. And as you said, I think the conditioning in the second half really mattered last year. So hopefully last night will help us prepare for this week. And it should be a really nice ball game next Friday night. Those are the games that you really enjoy. You enjoy all games. If you're a competitor, every Friday night is special.
Right.
But on the calendar, the schedule every year, there's just a few games that, mean more to everybody. And obviously this Friday night is one of those things, and I told the players before, you play in a game like that, you'll never forget it. You just won't.
Right.
I can still remember playing my county rivals when I was a junior or a senior. So, next Friday night will be one of those special moments for players on both teams.
And next week, that game will be the Hoosierland TV Game of the Week with Don and Carl. It will be the Hot Dogs versus the Gophers out at Clinton Prairie. Coach Slicker, we thank you for coming in this morning. As the weeks go by, we'll try to talk about your junior high program and what you're doing there. And we'll highlight the youth program. I know they're playing today. Are they on the road, or where they're at?
Our junior high program is, I believe, they're at home today, although they weren't set up out there this morning. You say that. I just want to give a quick shout-out to all of our youth coaches and our youth players at the middle school and lower. They have just been outstanding. Our numbers are really solid right now. And I got to give credit to Coach Jones, the prior coach, just doing an excellent job of setting that up and making my job so much easier.
Well, thanks, Coach. Well, we look forward to talk to you next week after your matchup with the Hot Dogs. This will wrap up week one of Inside the Huddle. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week, and we'll talk to all the area coaches after week two of Indiana High School football in the Hoosier Land and Clinton County Daily News area. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Inside the Huddle, presented by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, with Jamie Blacker. We'll be back next week at 9 a.m. on WILO.